What up, friends? Okay, so this midweek mom chat, I'm going to talk about health and keeping resolutions. And what do resolutions even mean? So, in the past, I have been, y'all who have been following my journey know that I have been, oh, Sunny's moving around. I might have to pause this podcast and come back to it. Maybe have her as a co-host on it. Resolutions. I used to always make resolutions and they'd be like, I want to talk about this at the beginning of the year because I know a lot of us have them. It's like, I want to get fit. I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 15 pounds. I want to change my whole diet. I want to change my whole life. I'm going to be a new woman. Everything about the way I used to be, nope, no more. Throwing that old girl out the window. I'm going to be a changed woman. Okay. So I've done that in the past. Just like tried to like completely start over and like do some sort of crazy fad diet and I don't know, just like jump on a bandwagon to completely change who I have been because who I have been has not been acceptable. I don't know if y'all feel that way. I'm kind of done with that. I kind of think that's bullshit because first off, it's impossible to completely change who you are. I mean, I'm 36 years old. I have a long, 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 long history of being me. I can't just change all of that in a day because it's a new year. And I think that's just setting yourself up for failure. And also, why do we need to change completely who we are? I think we can always make improvements, but I don't think we have to have these resolutions to just be a completely new person. I don't know. I think that's just a big, for me, that sets myself up for failure. So I, like I said before on one of my podcasts, the vision board one, I love to set intentions and goals and I love to have like dreams for myself each year. And I like to have a map of where I'm trying to go, but I'm not trying to completely change who I am because been there, done that, got the t-shirt, didn't work, feel like a failure when you tell everyone you're doing this, you have a big plan and you're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to start this new diet plan and I'm going to lose 15 pounds and I'm going to be this new person and I completely changed all my wardrobe, I got rid of all my clothes that were bigger now and then you hit the end of your binge fad diet that you did and all of a sudden you gain more weight back than you've ever gained in your whole life. And all those clothes that you threw out because you are never going to be that person again that wore the size up now because now you've gone down a size. You're never going to go back to that old size. Now you're not only back to that old size, but you're a higher size up. I mean, raise your hand if you've done that. Hello, me all the time. So this year I decided to try something a little different. I'm partnering with Profile. It's Profile by Sanford. And I was skeptical about partnering with anyone to do a health plan because, like I said before, I do not want to set myself up for failure. I do not want to get involved with some sort of plan and then try to change my whole life and then fail. So the reason I like this is because for the past year and a half, ever since I've been pregnant and ever since I've had a baby, I have been eating like I'm a garbage can. Straight up. And I think part of it is I've been rewiring my brain. This doesn't sound really nuts. Tell me if y'all can relate. I struggled with eating disorders and food was the enemy for so long that when I got pregnant after trying for a year and we had a miscarriage, I was so in awe of my body that it was able to be pregnant and that I was having this miracle grow inside of me that I, for the first time in my life, stopped caring about my body image. I was like, my body is a badass. Like, look at what my body is doing. I am carrying a child. I get to have this miracle of life inside of me. And I didn't think once about food. I ate whatever I wanted. I didn't overeat. And I think that's been my saving grace is I stopped overeating because I allowed myself to have anything I wanted at any time. So I didn't feel like I needed to binge eat like a whole freaking large bag of Doritos. I would just eat as many as I wanted until I no longer wanted it anymore. And that was a first for me because like I'd always binged junk food because I thought I would never get it again. And it's like this thing I'm not supposed to be doing. So I'm going to inhale it as fast as I can and just never stop when it's in front of my face. Not healthy. But because I had this new appreciation for my body, I stopped binging. And I would just, if I wanted a milkshake from Chick-fil-A, I got a milkshake from Chick-fil-A and a side of nuggets. And I didn't eat the whole thing if I didn't want the whole thing. And that was like a first for me. So I've been eating any kind of junk food that I want for the past year and a half, ever since Sunny's been here and when I was pregnant. because I have just not cared. And I have not wanted food to be an issue. I have not wanted to be stressed out with food. I have not wanted to, I just haven't wanted to have that that gross feeling about something controlling me when I've had Sunny. And it's really, it's been kind of an amazing blessing because I have not really had a weight issue. But what my issue is now is I'm just not eating very healthy. And I need to, Sunny's about to start eating real food. We're going to start working in like those little purees soon, you know, like the whipped up vegetables and stuff. And I just don't want to be a garbage can mom. I want to have healthy, balanced meals. I want to feed her healthy, balanced meals. So I just need to reset my brain on how to eat healthy and what to even eat. And so I found Profile by Sanford. And the reason I really like them is because it is not a diet. It's like on their wall, it is like done with diets. What they do is they teach you how to eat healthy. They teach you how to eat for your particular body and lifestyle. They work around your the way you eat already and your diet plan already. And another thing that's cool is they have a coach. So you have a coach that you talk to. You can go in there and have a free consultation. So I went in and my coach, her name is Colleen. She's so sweet. And I went in and I just laid it out there. I'm like, listen, I struggle with eating disorders and I love junk food. So those are two things that are a big part of my life. I do not want to get involved with any kind of program that is going to make me trigger eating disorders, and I don't want to give up every little bit of junk food. Like, I just don't. I don't want to get to that place where I'm depriving myself of stuff I love, because then I'm going to binge on it and it's going to backfire. And I don't want, what's the point of even doing this program with Profile if I'm just going to ruin it? Because when I finally get a little bit of junk food in my face, I binge on it. Like, I do not want to do that. And Colleen was like, I totally get that. And that is not who we are. So I love this plan because what she is teaching me how to do, which I already know how to do, but she's just helping me and coaching me and giving me ideas and giving me encouragement and giving me inspiration. And then like recipes, and they have shakes already made at Profile. They have food pre-made. They have chips that are awesome. So she just maps it out for me, what I need to eat every day. And because I'm nursing, there's a pregnancy plan, like either pregnant or nursing mothers on it. So I'm eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then three snacks. So I'm actually eating more food on their plan than I was on my regular plan. And they have all sorts of recipes on their website, which their website is profileplan.com, which is awesome. And I don't know. I'm just excited about it. I'm excited to kind of retrain my brain and to work in healthy foods, to learn some new healthy recipes that are quick, because that's another thing. I'm like, I'm not trying to cook a million meals every day. Like, I don't even like to cook. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a really fun journey. I love that I have a coach, because I think that's awesome. And this, another thing that's cool about Profile is they start you off in like three phases. In the first phase, they offer you, you get your free consult, and then they offer you a plan that has everything pre-made. So you don't even have to think about anything. Like, you can get all the pre-made food, which I think is freaking awesome. So then you don't have to cook. You don't have to do anything. It is ready for you. And then there's like a next phase where it's like there is, it's like a hybrid mix where it's like you can use their pre-made foods, but then also you start working in recipes of your own on the website, and like you start figuring out how to do it on yourself. And then the third phase is like you just do it all on your own. You can still use some of the meals if you want to, but then you have now learned how to like what works for you and what to eat. So then you are cooking it yourself, finding it yourself. And it's awesome. So I think it's great. It's also created by physicians and researchers, so you can maintain all this progress that you make and then not binge and purge, because these physicians and researchers are realizing that fad diets don't work. So they are making a lifestyle for people. Anyway, I'm going to be doing this for the next 6 months, and I will keep you guys posted on my journey. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm not going to be stressed out about it. I'm not going to put any pressure on myself. I'm just going to gently follow this plan, incorporate the shakes, incorporate the meals, keep my health coach in the loop, have her keep inspiring me, keep giving me recipes and ideas of how to cook delicious things that work for my lifestyle. And I'm not going to beat myself up over this because that is not my goal. I am loving my life. I'm loving being a mom. All I want to do is just be healthier. I'm ready to be healthier because I don't want to eat mac and cheese with Fritos every day. I mean, like literally the other day I cooked 2 boxes of macaroni and cheese and I used Fritos as my fork. And it was so good. But I'm like, I ate basically nothing. That was basically, I should have just had like plastic because I put nothing into my body. So I'm kind of done with that. I need to work on having some health in my body just so I can have stamina to keep up with Sunny. And I want to be a good example for her. And now that she's going to be eating food, I want to be cooking good food and having good recipes. And I don't want it to be complicated, but I'm ready to make a change. So that is why I'm partnering up with Profile. So I encourage you guys to check them out. You can go to profileplan.com and then do backslash Caro Hobby. And it actually takes you to my personal page that I have created for them. So check that out. It's profileplan.com/Caro Hobby. And you can check out my journey. And I think you should follow along. I think it's going to be fun. Okay, so Sunny is crying and I just went and got her. I put it on a pause and I went and got her. And now Sunny's here with me. Can you say hi? Hi. 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 Tell everybody hi. Can you tell them hi? Hi. She just had a great nap. We're letting her do her own schedule these days because I was so strict on a schedule. If y'all followed my breastfeeding podcast that I did last week, I was telling y'all about my pumping schedule, breastfeeding schedule. And we used to be really strict on following a sleep schedule. I used Moms on Call and my night nurse, Paula Power, Nashville Baby Boss. Check her out if you're in Nashville. She also does consults on the phone. She's amazing. Totally changed my life. Got us on a great schedule. Got Sunny sleeping through the night at 2 months. I'm not kidding. But Moms on Call is the book to use if you don't have access to a night nurse because it just gets your baby sleeping. But anyway, so I was strict about getting Sunny on a schedule until the holidays hit. And then we had to fly and travel on planes, trains, automobiles, minus the trains. And we had to kind of just wing it. And so she started kind of making her own sleep schedule. It's sort of the same as the Moms on Call one that we were using, but now it's just like she goes to sleep. When she's tired, she gets a tired cry. I know exactly what it is. It's usually about an hour and a half after she wakes up. She goes to sleep, and then she wakes herself up. That's her long nap, and then she usually has 2 quick naps later in the day. So I just let her do her. I'm like, do you, girl. You got this. You know when you want to sleep. You figured it out. We're in a system. So anyway, that's been great. I'm actually going to work in a little formula today. Also, if you're following my breastfeeding podcast last week, y'all will hear that my supply has dropped dramatically. Very stressful because I used to have a ton of milk. So now I am like scrounging to get her a full bottle every time. And I'm having to go into my supply, my freezer supply. And so I'm going to start working in a little bit of formula. I'm actually going to do formula for the first time today. I'm going to do mixed breast milk. I'm going to do 5 ounces of breast milk. She eats 7 ounces each bottle. I'm going to do 5 ounces of breast milk, and then I'm going to do 2 ounces of formula. And something I did here is you need to mix the formula up separately in its own bottle, mix the water and the formula up, and then pour it into the breast milk. So I don't know why it's like doesn't work if you put the formula and the water in the breast milk. So just make the breast milk its own thing, and then the formula its own thing, and then mix it together. Anyway, so we're about to try that here in a second. I'm interested to see how it'll go. I'll keep y'all posted because I got to make sure my baby can get fed. Anyway, though, so that's my goal. That's what I'm starting this year health-wise. I'm trying Profile by Sanford because I'm ready for some health in my life. I'm not trying to lose weight. If I do lose a few pounds, that's awesome, but that is not my goal. I do not care about losing weight. I feel good. I feel healthy in my body. Sunny, you're just looking at this microphone. I just want to be healthy and have energy for my baby. And because being a mom, let's get real, you have so many things to do. You have to have energy. I just started following Kat and Nat on Instagram. It's at CatAndNat. Kat and Nat. Holy guacamole. If y'all have not checked them out, I stayed up in my bed last night for probably an hour. Michael's on the road. Watching their Instagram videos, their Mom Truth Fridays. Holy cow. I was peeing my pants laughing. I have not laughed that hard in so long. It's like they have crawled inside of my brain and they are talking about everything that I'm thinking. And they're so funny. They are so funny and so raw and honest. I'm like, oh my gosh, I appreciate this honesty, because it is hard to be that honest, because you kind of have to throw your husband under the bus a little bit. They're like talking about sex and their kids and all this stuff. And they obviously love their families, but they're just real about what's going on in mom life. And it is so funny. I am dying. They go on tour and I'm going to have to check out one of their like live tours, because I have never laughed so hard in my life. And then they have really heartfelt posts too. Like, you're doing a good job. Don't compare body image. Don't get hung up on a number on a scale. It's like, they're really just such a great asset for women and moms, especially if we're all in this thing together. We're all trying to do the best we can. And they're just like letting us know that we're doing a good job. And then they're making us laugh our booties off along the way. So follow them. They're amazing. They talked about resolutions too, and how resolutions are just like, it's a disappointment. I can't remember exactly what they said, but it kind of got my brain going too, because at this point in my life, I don't want to make a resolution that I have to live up to. I just want to be better. I want to encourage myself to like try to be a little bit better each year and to do what feels good, but I do not want to set myself up for disappointments. I do not want to set myself up for a letdown, because what is that going to do for me to set this giant, huge goal and resolution that I have to get? And if I don't get it, then I'm a failure. I am not trying to be a failure, because we are killing it as moms, just like doing everything that we have to do every day. We are crushing it. So the last thing we need to do is make ourselves feel like a failure because we didn't achieve some resolution. So to me, let's just set goals. Let's just set little like goals to like, what can we do each week to try to be better that would make us feel better, to give us more energy, to make us just feel better about ourselves. And if you don't do it that week, fine. Who cares? Try again next week, but just do it for you because you want to. Don't make some big announcement that you're going to change your whole life and this is what's going to happen, because then, let's be real, those kind of things always backfire. And we just don't need that in our life. So my resolution this year is to have no resolutions. That's my resolution. My resolution is to search for joy every day, I want to have more energy every day. I want to be happy every day. I want to count my blessings every day. I want to be in the moment every day. I want to have less anxiety. That's my resolution. So how can I do that? What steps can I take every day to have more joy, to have more energy, to have less anxiety? One, I can make healthier eating choices, because that's just good for my life. It will give me more energy and it will make me feel better. So that's something I can do, and I'm just going to work on that as best I can. Two, to have less anxiety. Oh my gosh, I wish y'all could see Sunny. She is an angel. To have less anxiety, I want to be in the moment. I want to turn my fear over to God. And like I said, I don't know what podcast I said this on, but every time I have a fearful thought, I'm going to push it down and say three things I'm thankful for, because I am not going to live my life with anxiety and miss all the great things that are happening in my life. I have so many blessings that I have prayed for. I have a beautiful daughter that is sitting in my lap right now, holding her toes and being the cutest thing in the whole world, trying to talk on the microphone. And why am I going to sit around and think about every bad thing that could possibly happen in the world when I have this blessing in my life right now? I am not going to live in fear, and God will equip me to handle and deal with anything that comes my way. I'm going to be as responsible as I can. I'm going to make the best choices I can every day, but I'm not going to sit around and dream up every bad thing that can happen, because that is no way to live. No way to live. I will not live with that anymore. I said that this one time before, but I declare in the name of God, I will not live in fear. So that is another one of my resolutions. I am going to counteract my fear with gratefulness. So every time I feel fear, I'm going to say three things I'm grateful for, and I'm going to push that fear right out of my mind. Bye, Felicia. Smell ya later, Gator. So that's how I'm going to do that. And I want to know how you guys are going to do it. I'm going to take a few questions. So let me see what you guys have to say. Hold on one second. I'm going to pull up my phone on Instagram. Sunny, you have any resolutions? What do you want to say? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, hi.
Hello. Anything you want to say, Sunny Bunny?
Nope, not yet. Okay. Okay, so I love it. Of course, as women, it's all about food and skincare. Because let's be real, we are so concerned about the way we look. Me too. Like, that is like, we're all so worried about like getting skinny and having the perfect face and hair and all that.
I know, Sunny. I know.
So the first question is, how do you try to balance your weekly food intake? 80-20, count calories, help. I mean, why is it that we are so worried about women? Oh, something Kat and Nat said on their Instagram page was, we're going to start living like a man on the beach. When you see a man on the beach, they're walking out there. They got their guts hanging out. They got little fat pockets everywhere. They got hairy chests that aren't trimmed. And they are flaunting their stuff like they are hot shite. And they don't care. But a woman, we're like wrapping ourselves in a million cover-ups and not standing up from our like our lounge chair because we don't want anyone to see the little bit of cellulite on the back of our legs. Look at a man. He's got a big old barrel gut. He don't care. He is like, look at me. I am fine. And I was like, that is so true. Men flaunt whatever they have and they don't even care if they got a 0 6-pack. They got an opposite of 6-pack. They got a flab pack. And they're like, yeah, I look good, ladies. So that's another reason how I want to live. I want to just be in my body. I do not want to miss out on an opportunity because I feel like I got a little jiggly stomach. Screw that. No way. I am going to be in life. Another thing my sister said, my sister Catherine is such a guru in my life. She's like, I want my daughter to have happy memories of me being involved in the picture, in life, in the big middle of it, laughing and having fun with her, not the one stressed out, missing all the moments because I'm over there in the corner analyzing about every little detail. Like, is everything perfect? Do we have everything in order? No, I'm going to be in the big middle of it. So that is another one of my resolutions. I'm going to call this podcast Resolutions to Have No Resolutions, but that is another one of my resolutions to have no resolutions this year. I'm just going to be in the big middle of life and in it. I don't care if I feel a little jiggly or self-conscious. I'm going to be that man on the beach who's walking around with his gut. He don't care. I don't care either. So balance for me, I have been completely unbalanced with my food. Like I've said before, I've been eating so much junk food almost to like prove to myself that food is not the enemy because I had it as an enemy for so long. So now I don't even know if I'm going to do like a split, like a 80% healthy, 20% junk. I'm just going to try to make healthy choices that sound good to me. And if I do eat a bag of Doritos in the middle of that, I'm going to be fine with that. I'm not going to like put limits on myself or be like, I have to eat this way or I have failed. Or like, if I don't eat this way, I'm going to blow up and become a whale. I'm not going to do that because that always backfires. So my goal is that, and that's why I'm partnering with Profile by Sanford, is I just want to make healthy choices because I want to be healthy and have energy. That is it. So that is my goal. And however that shakes out every single day is how it's going to shake out. I'm going to do the very best I can, but I'm never going to beat myself up. If I have a day where I eat freaking ice cream and like loaded potato fries and a Dr. Pepper, like if that's what my day ends up being one day, that's my day. I'm not going to sit around and feel bad about it. I'm just going to start over the next day and try better because I want to be better. I want to be healthy for myself and for Sunny and for my life, not for a number on the scale. So that's that for me. How do you handle your minor eating disorder? Well, I think for a long time, I struggled with it and I went to therapy over it and I kind of got to the root of the problem. Then it was really a blessing for me to marry Michael because I realized that he loved me no matter what size I was. He saw me all different sizes and he thought I was beautiful no matter what. And then I started realizing that men don't see women the way women see women. Men see confidence. Men see just like an empowered woman who's like ruling her life. And they're like, whoa, that girl has it together, who takes care of herself, who presents herself well, who like has confidence. That's what men see. Women see that too, but then women are also like, oh my gosh, did you see the cellulite on her leg? Or oh my gosh, how is she walking in public like that with, you know, she probably should lose 30 pounds. It's like women, we see all that, we nitpick, you know, each other because we're nitpicking ourselves. Men don't do that. And I realized that after being married that like, why am I nitpicking myself? My husband thinks I'm beautiful no matter what. He's not sitting around thinking I have cellulite on my legs. He's thinking, dang, she looks good. Like, can I get lucky later? No matter what size I am. And I'm like, why am I beating myself up? So I think being married to him and realizing that he is not at all judging my body and doesn't care what size I am gave me some freedom. And then I started realizing I want to enjoy my life and I don't want to be a slave to a scale or a number. I don't want to, like my sister said, I do not want to be out of the picture. If there's a picture being taken with people having fun that are my people, I want to be in the big freaking middle of that picture. If everyone is like laughing and in it, count me in. If we are going somewhere and we're going to go to the movies and everyone has to order a slushy and popcorn, I'm not going to be the one sitting who brought my freaking like tofu bar. No, I'm going to enjoy my life with my people and I'm going to be in it. I'm going to have fun and I'm going to live this life. So that's how I deal with that. And then I just don't overeat anymore because now I know after I did this junk food binge for the past year and a half, logging back into my questions. After I did this junk food binge for the past year and a half, I realize I can have junk food anytime I want. It's not like some unicorn that's just going to disappear from my life. So I don't need to binge eat. So I just don't binge eat anymore. I eat until I'm full and that's that. And now after I have done that for a year and a half, I've almost reprogrammed my brain that junk food is not the enemy. And so now I'm trying to come into a middle ground where I can have healthy balance with not just eating junk. I can eat health food and junk food and I just want to be healthy. So that's how I balance it. Okay, someone's asking me about my skincare routine. I want to say I'm so sorry. I try all different things. I have so many skincares that I love. Like I love Tula. They're amazing. T-U-L-A. They're great. I mean, love them. I love Woods Cosmetics. They're local in Nashville. Woods Aesthetics. They're amazing. I love Hello Body. I love Kiehl's. The problem that I have found is I am not having time right now to go and like stay committed to a skincare routine. So I kind of just use anything that I have and it's different every day. But those are the brands I really like. So the ones I would really recommend are Hello Body, Tula, Woods Aesthetics in Nashville. You can get them online, and Kiehl's, K-I-E-L-S, I think. And I just kind of rotate through whatever's sitting around in my vanity. And I try to use a lot of moisturizer because what I struggle with is dry skin. I have really dry skin and that drives me nuts. But sometimes it's because I go to bed and I don't wash my face and I wake up in the morning and I don't wash my face. And so I'm not putting moisturizer on it. So that's my thing is I try to moisturize when I can. Sunny is over there talking. I just put her on her play mat. So anyway, I just want to wrap up with saying this year, let's not be hard on ourselves. Let's not set ourselves up for failure by thinking we have to completely transform who we are. Who you are is awesome. Right, Sunny? She says, yes. She's like, give me my bottle of milk. Who you are is awesome. You're already doing a great job. You're already a badass. So don't set these resolutions where you're going to fail miserably or like you have to change your whole life. And then all of a sudden you change your whole life. But then you fall back into this awful routine when you splurge just a little bit because now it's like you've forbidden yourself to have this amount of food or this type of food or this is the enemy and you are working out so hard 6 days a week. You have to do this. If you don't do this, you're not going to reach your resolution. So you do it. And then you hit your goal. And then what? All of a sudden you crash and burn. And then you feel like a total failure. Then you feel embarrassed because you've been working so hard to hit these goals. You hit these goals. Everyone told you how great you are. You're such a badass. Oh my God, you transformed your life. Way to go. And then guess what? Here you come and you're back to not only not transforming your life, you're worse off than when you started before. Let's not do that. That is not good. So I encourage us all to just have little goals to make ourselves feel better, to bring more joy, more health, more adventure and more and less anxiety into our life. So whatever is going to do that should be your resolution. Don't have to announce it to everybody and their dog what you're going to change about yourself because then you're already setting yourself up for a letdown because people are going to start asking you about it. And then they're going to start wondering, did you stick with it? Are you doing your resolutions? And then when you don't do them, you're going to feel like a big idiot. So why do we want to do that to ourselves? So let's have resolutions to have no resolutions. Let's just try to be better, healthier, happier, more in our lives, more in the moment. Instead of out of the picture, get in the picture. Whatever the picture is happening in your life, your people, the people that you love, even if, okay, maybe not people, the whoever is in your life, whatever is in your life, whether it's a pet, whether it's a job, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, whether it's just taking a big adventure for your life, whatever the picture is in your life, get in it. Get in the middle of it. Get messy with it. If there's a mud fight happening, get some mud on you. If it's raining outside and somebody wants to dance, jump in there. Who cares if your clothes are going to get wet and you're wearing a designer outfit? Screw that. Live your life. Get in the big picture of your life. Be in your life this year. Be in it. Be in the moment. Resolution to have no resolutions. I love y'all.